You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild.
Hello, Miss Barbara Ann Wild. I've missed you. I'm so glad to see you in person.
I totally missed you. The whole time we were on the cruise, which was fabulous, by the way, all I was thinking is even you commented would have been so much better if you were there. It was
exactly.
Fantastic, but it would have even been that much better had you been there as well.
I mean,
yeah, it was great.
So wait, tell me about that. So the boat, was it nicer than the one that we were on when we did it?
It was leaps and bounds more beautiful and more luxurious and clean than any cruise ship I've been on. It was a Norwegian Cruise Line, and it was pristine. I mean, we had a suite, which from the pictures that I saw, it just looked like it was like a couch bed for Sabbath with a television and then a bedroom for Zach and I. But it wasn't that at all. When you walked in and you went to the right, there was a full bedroom for Sabbath. He could have either used like a bunk, or they had a pull-out couch, his own television, his own shower, his own bathroom, closet. It was totally cute. And his own door to shut, like within our cabin or our suite. And then when you walked in, there was like a full bar and really beautiful and clean and decorated so nicely, like a full little kitchenette bar. And then a really nice dining table, another pull-out couch.
Wow.
We had a balcony, and then a full bedroom with a king-size bed that was like, oh my God, it was the most comfortable, amazing bed. And then this long bathroom with double sinks, private shower with like six jets, with windows that were like looking out at the ocean. It was spectacular.
That is so amazing, because remember when we went on that cruise?
Yes.
I didn't love that boat.
No.
I didn't think it was that amazing. And it kind of turned me off of cruises. And then someone was telling me the other day, oh no, the Kiss cruise is rad. Like the boat's amazing.
It is amazing. It was smaller than the cruise line that
Crocodile,
we were
you're
going
to get thrown out. He's farting.
The other thing that was amazing about it was that it ported out of Long Beach.
Uh-huh.
So most of these cruises, these rock and roll cruises or whatever, music cruises, they port out of Florida.
Florida, right.
So we have to fly all the way there. And it's like, but this was so nice. We drove down. We were getting on the boat in the early afternoon on a Saturday. So we drove from our house Saturday morning, parked our car, got on the boat, and then we had the whole day, that early part of the afternoon, on the boat too, and Kiss did a welcoming show that afternoon as people were getting on the, you know, when it first got all ported and everyone checked
they
in.
They did it in all full regalia, makeup, everything.
That was out on the deck, and we were having, there were only two snafus that we had for Zach and Black Label Society. Of all of the bands, all of the people, all of the artists, Zach's ID, like when they checked him in, they screwed up and they put Sabbath's photo on Zach's little ID card. And then they were like, they couldn't figure out how to fix it.
Oh my gosh.
When we got up on the cruise.
That's hilarious.
Well, when we got up on the ship, we were stuck waiting where everyone else was just like giving their card and going, Zach was stuck there.
Because Zach Wilde's ID has a picture of
Sabbath. It turned into like an autograph session. Zach couldn't get on the boat. We didn't get to see Kiss for that first performance because we were waiting for Zach to get cleared to even go on the boat. So that was that. But other than that, it was just, that was the only, everything else was fantastic.
So the boat itself was just gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Big.
It was a little smaller than the one that you and I were on.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if you remember, the one that we were on looked like a 1980s Peter Max piece of art. It was like ancient, big stars, red, blue, yellow, green. Yeah. It was primary colors. It was loud. It was just 80s. Like, just looked hideous.
Yeah.
This one was like spectacular.
Really?
It was
well,
really fabulous.
Well, that restores my desire to want to do those then, because I was like, that kind of turned me off. I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm a cruise person, because the food wasn't amazing.
Well, this food wasn't amazing either, in my opinion.
Yeah.
We didn't get to go to a lot of the restaurants because the one night we went to the...
Because isn't that like the whole thing about cruises? That's all anybody does. They go on these cruises and they eat, because there's like, you know, they're usually all-inclusive packages. You get to go see all the shows and you just get to eat and just, you know, that's really it. So if the food's not good, I'm like, eh.
Well, the fantastic restaurants are the ones that you have to pay for. And so we did go to this really amazing steakhouse the first night because Zach wasn't playing, and that was lovely.
Okay.
Zach was so busy that we kept hitting the buffet, and I'm not a snob about a lot of things, but food, I am kind of a food snob. I feel bad saying that, but I just am. To me, it's like I have to weigh what I'm eating to the level and quality of food, and it's like I'm not eating if it's not really good. So I'm kind of a food snob.
Yeah, well, who wants to waste the calories?
Well, that's kind of where I'm going with this. It's just like I'm not eating it. I'd rather have a liquid diet and drink a bottle of champagne than eat some junky food. Yeah, exactly. Honestly, I work backwards from the dessert menu. You know that.
Yeah, of course.
But when the room service, which was just a room service charge, was fantastic.
Uh-oh.
So Sabbath was just, I mean, so funny. My kids are all about room service. They always have been. All of them, all four of them. And Sabbath was like, let's just do room service, Mom. Let's not do the buffet. Dad can go to the buffet. I'm like, I'm with you, kid. Let's do room service.
My favorite thing in the world is room service.
It's
there's
the
nothing
greatest
better. You can
thing.
Sit in your robe on your bed, watch TV, and have someone bring food to you. I mean,
and
that's
it was
glorious.
The quality of the food was fantastic. So that was great. And then the one day, it's funny because sometimes when Zach's all caught up in work, and I'm sure Gilby's similar, he isn't interested in doing all the fun things that you could do because they have like horse blinders on and they're just one.
They have tunnel vision.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Zach was just like, you know what? I only have two gigs to do on this cruise. The first day that you go, like all of the ships that I've been on, the first day is out at sea. The second full day is at sea. And then the third day, or technically the second full day, you port.
Right.
And so the first port was in Cabo San Lucas.
Yep.
And you had told me, Randy had told me, many people over the years have told me, you have to go to the one and only Paumea.
Love the one and only Paumea.
Oh, my God. So everybody else was porting and, you know, excited to do Cabo Wabo and Squid Row and all those fun places.
Yeah.
And I have been there, done that.
Yeah, me too.
And we had Sabbath with us. So that's bar hopping isn't really a thing you could do with a 10-year-old. So we got a taxi right off the boat and we went right straight to the one and only Paumea. And they were like, do you have a reservation? And I said, no, but we would just love to eat. And they put us in this like amazing on the water, beautiful table. The beach was phenomenal. The property is...
Isn't it gorgeous?
Oh,
isn't it gorgeous? Did you see any of the rooms?
We didn't see the rooms, but we went in the chapel. We walked around the entire property. We didn't go into the rooms, but we were, you know, they were so gracious and like, please come back.
They
like,
are,
we
I have
need to
say,
stay there.
The best hands down service. Those people that work at the one and only Paumea are so well trained. The staff there is incredible. There's nothing they won't do for you.
It was, I mean, Zach, the whole time we were having lunch, Zach was like, you should see about getting us and the kids. We should stay here.
Yes.
Like, when can we come back
with
here?
With a room next door for the Clarks.
Totally. He's like, check out, you know, the rooms in, let's go here with our next trip.
The rooms are incredible because they are like little casitas. They're kind of like on their own.
Oh.
And you're like, you're on your own. You're not really sharing a common wall with anybody. And they have like, I think all the rooms have these day beds outside.
I love that.
So you can lay on the day bed and you have an ocean view and listen to the ocean and just read a book or, you know, and then they all have like, there's butler service and they come and they bring you drinks in your room and they always leave like little treats for you throughout your stay. Like at, in the evening, they come and they bring tequila shots, like really good tequila shots.
Fun.
And they'll bring like nuts and, you know, chips and salsa or whatever. And they were always great because we used to go there every spring. We used to go there as a family and vacation and stay at the one and only. And we'd bring Frankie. And when she was little, they always used to bring us tequila and they'd bring her milk and cookies.
Oh, so cute. They were telling me they have a really great kids program too.
They have a phenomenal kids program. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're thinking of definitely going back there specifically to go there. That was fantastic. The shows were amazing. And then to see Kiss in a small little theater.
Yeah.
Such an intimate show.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, Sabbath is just like
mesmerized,
beyond.
Right?
He was just like, Kiss is my favorite band now, Mom.
Well, they're like the epitome of rock star, you know, like what you think of as a kid when you think of a rock star. They come in, they're huge, they're so tall with those big shoes and outfits and the makeup, and there's, you know, explosions and lights and everything's going on at the same time. It's like sensory overload.
Absolutely.
You know, especially for, you know, like a really young.
Oh, he was just like, I posted a little bit of video of him, you know, singing and just being like entranced by the whole thing.
Oh, how fun. Now, the big question of the day is, did you guys play the newlywed game with
Gene? Yes, we did. And I have to get you some video because it was really weird. We did it in the theater. So
I kept waiting for you to post like video of it or something.
I'm in the process of getting some of the guys in the band watched us and they took video. But it was so weird because the theater was so dark and the lights on us on the stage. Now I know when the guys say, I don't see anyone in the audience.
Right.
And people were all like, oh, they were looking at me the whole time. No, they weren't. They can't see you. Yeah. They're blinded literally by the stage lights.
Blinded by the lights.
Yes. And so the audience, I couldn't see at all. Uh-huh. And we weren't allowed to have our phones on stage. So we didn't have anyone. We weren't able to film it. But what was interesting was, I was under the impression, and from the advert on the ship, I was under the impression that Gene was hosting the newlywed game. He wasn't. He was playing with Shannon.
I was going to ask you if Shannon was there and if you guys were playing against each other. Oh my God.
She's hysterical. I think she might even be funnier than Gene, although if Gene hears this, which I don't think he'll listen to our podcast, but if he were to, he would not like me saying that. It was 6 couples.
Okay.
And they sat, Zach and I, next to Gene and Shannon. We were in the center of the stage. And then there were 4 other couples. And one of the couples had gotten married on the cruise.
Oh, cool.
They were only married. They were true newlyweds 6 days in to their wedding.
Did you guys kick their asses?
No, they kicked. Oh, actually, here's the craziest thing. So Gene wanted to start some, you know.
Like shenanigans.
He wanted to get.
Rally
make
you guys
it exciting,
up.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so he said to me first, he said,
I love Gene, by the way.
He's fantastic.
He's like one of my favorite. I just adore him.
He's great.
He taught me to bowl, you know.
Did he?
He did. Yeah.
And he's very competitive, so I'm sure he's amazing at it. I'm sure no matter what that man touches, he's going to be great at it. But it was really funny because Shannon was saying that this was the 12th time that they had played as a couple and they lost every time.
Wow.
And I said to Zach, I turned around to Zach and I, because we were like together before we went on the stage. And I said to Zach, I go, we better win. Like we played Zach, I have a podcast and Zach and I played and we got our asses kicked by you and Gilby. And I said, Zach, I mean, honestly, we better win. Gene, whether he was just shit stirring or he heard only we're gonna win, he kept like razzing me the whole time going, oh, so Barbara Ann put it out there, everybody in the audience, they're going to win. So let's see about that. And I did not say we were going to win. I said, we better win, or I was going to, like, you know. And Gene goes, oh, so is Zach sleeping on the couch if you lose? And I'm like, you know, so he was just like, yeah, totally, like, you know, poking.
Prodding you.
Yeah. And yeah, Zach, I mean, anyone who knows Zach knows how competitive Zach was, but is. Yeah. But I knew we were never going
to
win.
Yeah, but Zach throws it because all Zach wants to do is, like, you know,
be entertaining.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, he's just, he's Zach. So you never know. He's always like, you know, you can ask Zach a question. He's like, well, Barbara Ann Wild is my proctologist.
Exactly. Whoa. Right. Like, okay, he doesn't.
So, next question. Oh, yeah, Barbara Ann Wild likes to be my sex slave. And it always goes back to that.
Absolutely. And believe it or not, he was very tame and well-behaved. And he really answered the questions, which was shocking to me. You know, it was really funny because Shannon and Gene won for the first time in 12 cruises, because this was the 11th Kiss cruise, but it was the second weekend, so they had officially done it 12 times.
Uh-huh.
And with different questions all the time, and they've lost every one.
So
Shannon's like, oh, you know, she goes, just make sure you answer the question by what you think he's gonna say.
Right.
And she basically was saying that to Zach too. And it was really funny because the first question was like, ladies first. So it was like, what is Zach's worst habit?
Uh-huh.
And of course Shannon said, like, Jean's breathing. And he got it right. He was like, she hates the way I breathe, and I
don't. Oh my gosh, she has misophonia.
I was
guess
laughing.
What? I have just diagnosed Shannon.
All I could think of was you. I was laughing so hard. I was like, oh my God, that is exactly what you would say.
Yep.
And Gilby would
Shannon,
probably get it right.
You have misophonia. Yep, yep, yep.
And Jean guessed it right.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I said Zach's a procrastinator, which he is,
uh-huh,
and which we talk about it. We had just talked about it earlier that day. He and his security and our friend Phil, we were talking about everything with him, he procrastinates on everything. And he got that wrong. He's like, my worst habit is I don't give Barb enough foot massages. I was like, I'm going to kill you because we are going to lose this so badly.
No, I would
badly.
Be like, yes, that too. But
we really lost. We were getting our asses handed to us on the questions that I answered what he would say. But when we did it the other way, we got them all right.
Right.
Him answering what I would say, which I found really interesting, was really
that's
funny.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you're listening to us and you haven't heard our version of the Newlywed Game, which we actually dubbed the Oldiewood Game,
yes,
you should listen to it. It's a podcast episode that was really funny when we had Gilby and Zach.
It was great.
On as guests.
And Lisa.
And Lisa. And yeah, that was hilarious.
Lisa had really good questions, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought Lisa was great.
Yeah.
We had a blast. It was so much fun. And I have to say, like, they say that was the last cruise that Kiss are doing. I hope that's not true, because it is incredible what they do for the people that are Kiss cruisers.
Yeah, for their fans.
Every one of the guys in the band are so interactive with these people that buy tickets. Like,
yeah,
Paul Stanley does an art lesson, and he does the art auctions, and he does them with the
yeah.
people on the cruise, and they display his art, which is phenomenal. One of the guys, Tommy, does like tee off with Tommy, which was like for golf.
Yeah.
They do like this whole thing. Gene does the Newlywed Game. He does all kinds of things with, they do like trivia games with the people that cruise.
How fun.
It's incredible. And Paul Stanley does bedtime stories with the Star Child for the kids, with the parents
that's
are
so great.
Also present.
That's awesome. And
I mean, we've done several cruises.
Yeah.
And the bands do what, I mean, I thought that's the one that Gilby and Zach did, where they did like, they talked to the people on the cruise about how they write songs and all that.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
But the Kiss people, they go above and beyond. And every night in the cabin was another gift from them. Kiss lunch boxes.
Shut up. You
I
guys
can't
got
wait.
Kiss
I meant
lunch
to bring
boxes?
One. I got one for you.
Oh.
Oh, for Frankie, really. I
oh
really
my gosh,
got it for
she's
Frankie.
Gonna freak.
They have snow globes.
How
with
cute.
The actual band that were un. I had to buy another bag, honest to God. I had to buy another bag on the cruise
just
to bring
lug
home
all your
gifts.
Swag home.
They had sailor caps, Kiss sailor
oh
caps.
Oh my God.
They had dog tags, guitar picks. How every fun. Night was another.
Well, they are like the merch kings.
I mean, yeah. Gene couldn't wait to get us off stage from the newlywed game with giving out prizes. He has a new vodka, Mr. Moneybags, and it's literally the bottle is like a sack of money.
Oh with the, my God.
And
it's his.
And, apparently, people are saying it's fantastic. And he autographed them all, and he was giving them out to everyone in the audience. Zach and I did not get the vodka, but I think Gene was very aware of the fact that Zach was sober. And Zach's like, I couldn't care less. I'm not going to touch it. But
someone told me that they made air guitar strings.
I didn't see that.
And you buy like this pack of air guitar strings, and you open it, and there's nothing in it.
That's fantastic. I didn't see that, but one thing they did do
guitar.
Was like all the money from the games yeah. was like Monopoly money with all of the guys in the band
on the
money, which was really
that
great.
That is so cool.
And of course, Gene was like throwing the $100 bills with Gene on them.
Oh, sure.
It was just, they had these machines on the cruise that you put the penny in and you cranked like when you go to the carnival and you could choose which band member you want on the commemorative Kiss Cruise coin. Of course, Sabbath was all about it. He had to have all of them.
Sure.
It was just amazing.
How fun. That sounds like so much fun.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We have a couple of friends who played on the Kiss Cruise.
That's right.
Some of the bands we knew. And they told us that Paul Stanley showed up to like every show and was hanging out. Yeah.
He did. And it was unbelievable. Even he was even saying to Zach when they were getting off the boat, oh, can't wait to see you do this Pantera thing. You've got a lot of big shows coming up and I'll see you in South America. Yeah. Zach's like, okay, awesome. You know, like it was just... all of us. Sabbath was just all day. Thank you for bringing me on the cruise. Cruises are amazing. They're awesome. I honestly
is that
was
his first cruise, right?
First one, and oh my God, it's kind of
I mean,
unfortunately
kind of jumped the shark
for,
on that
sorry,
one. Yeah.
Sorry, kiddo. Yeah, I don't think the other ones are going to be anywhere near.
I mean, they
had a company, Sixth Man, that just in you know, cohesively with Kiss. Just produced an amazing, amazing cruise.
Wow, that's so good to know. And how fun.
I mean, I was a little worried because I thought, oh, it's going to be a lot of TNA and I'm bringing my 10-year-old and like I need to be. No, these are all people that are like parents and grandparents bringing their kids and their grandkids on the cruise ship. Like
how
it's
fun.
Phenomenal.
Did you, so I sent you that text. I got a text from Sebastian Bach's wife, Suzanne, saying I want to connect with, we're on the same Kiss cruise as Zach and Barb, and we'd love to hang out with them because they had their kids on also. So
I saw her son on the cruise. I didn't see any other children, but I never got to meet them or see them. I mean, I know Sebastian since Zach auditioned with Ozzy. I've known Sebastian since 86. We never saw them. Zach, I don't know if Zach saw him at one of the signings, but he was on an alternate schedule from Zach.
Right.
So you know how that goes.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
if he's working when Zach has off and Zach's working when he has off, then we never really connected. And the one opportunity that we did have when you sent me the text was in Cabo and they stayed in the city part of Cabo and we went to
And I also
the
heard
Pamia.
Like Suzanne had said that the connection, the wire, what do you call it? The internet.
Wi-Fi was
difficult. So she said she didn't even see that I responded back to her that I had sent it to you and she didn't see it until
I couldn't post for our show. I had like a million and one emails and things that I was trying to do. And even though we bought the best Wi-Fi package that you could buy on the boat, even if you went to the internet cafe, it was really a difficult thing.
Yeah, I mean,
thing.
If you think about it, you're like in the middle of nowhere. You're in the middle of the ocean.
And there was major weather.
Yeah.
In most of the
did
places.
Did you guys feel it? Was it rocky at all? Did you have any kind of...
I have to say, and I've never felt that, and I didn't know if it was because it was a smaller cruise line, but... Oh my God, the last 2 days of the ship, the rocking and they knew, obviously, they were getting a call ahead of time that there was going to be a storm that was going to hit San Diego. Uh-huh. So when we were leaving Cabo and then having one full day at sea to head back to Ensenada, they basically changed the lineup because they wanted everyone to perform on the ship dock, like the deck earlier. They changed everything and they said, we're going to have to beat the storm. Mm-hmm. So they were going way faster than they generally would. And the rocking was outrageous. I mean, Sabbath definitely was a little seasick that night. And then the next day when we ported in Ensenada, they knew again, they only ported till 3:30 in the afternoon because they knew we had to get back to beat the storm.
Yeah.
And then it's been nothing but storm here. And then the East Coast was
Did you have to wear those wristbands? Did they give those to you or anything?
We didn't. And we were great the whole beginning.
Because those help, those like pressure point wristbands.
I brought some.
I'm sure you came prepared. I know you.
I did. Yeah. Just because I was the first time Sabbath ever being on a cruise. I didn't know how
well,
he was
going to. Last cruise that we were on, remember, people were getting so sick.
I know.
At shows. People were watching shows and just...
I mean, when Zach played the night that they were like, we're going to hightail it to the next city and the next port and... Black Label headlined that night, and the rockiness was so crazy, and the winds, because the winds picked up way before any bad weather. It was so crazy. The wind was so insane that, like, even the guys on stage were like, this is insanity.
I'd be curled up in a little ball crying at that point.
Well, we went back to the cabin, and fortunately, the way it was set up, I was able to hear Zach's entire show from the balcony. So two songs into it, Sabbath was like, I'm going to be sick, mommy. I'm like, okay, we're going back to the cabin. We went back to the cabin and I just opened the sliders and I listened to Zach from the balcony.
I think that's key. When you go on a cruise, you want to get a room that you can have like a balcony or open a window. If you only get those cabins that just have like the fake, you know, just like a porthole that doesn't open, you're going to hate it. Because sometimes you just need air.
Without a doubt.
And it helps to be able to open a window or open a balcony. So take it from me, I've been on two cruises and that is the only way to go.
Right. And it was really cold. I mean, that would be the only thing that you would have been like, it's freezing. It was cold. When we were at the Palmia, it was beautiful. But when nightfall came, it was, you know, really cool at night.
Yeah.
And on the boat, it was cold.
Yeah.
I was dreading it. And by the evening of the first day, I was like, this is the greatest. Sabbath loved it. It was
good.
Just,
I mean, and that's the coolest thing, is to be able to give him that experience.
I know.
Is the coolest thing.
Unfortunately, I can't imagine. It's like Zach and I, the first island we ever went to was Bora Bora to get married.
Nothing's
come close since, and we've been to a lot of islands.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, the Palmia was kind of... It was up there. And Nobu was up there. You know, no
next
other island compared.
Next time you go to Cabo, if we go together, we have to go to Flora Farms because that place is amazing.
That's the other place you were saying. And I kept trying to text you and ask you, what was the other place that you were telling me about?
It's amazing.
When we stayed at the Hotel Nobu, when we went last year, it was fantastic too.
Yeah.
But the Palmia is like more of it's almost when Zach and I went to Hawaii with the Osbournes, maybe 10 years ago, we stayed in Kona at the Four Seasons Resort, and it was very similar setup where we each had our own bungalow and we got together when we wanted to. Like, for, Sharon wanted us all as a family to get together for breakfast and for dinner, and then lunch during the day you were on your own to do your own thing. And that's kind of like what the Pamia felt like to me. Like, you were, it, the grounds were so massive and so private. You could go with several other couples or family members and you could all do your own thing and you wouldn't be on top of each other.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. And you know what they have there that's really cool next time you go, especially with Sabbath, is they have an area. You have to kind of climb up these stairs over by where the cathedral is that you guys, the chapel.
Yeah.
And they have a telescope there and you can see all the stars and
I didn't see that.
Yeah, they have like a star watching thing there at night, which is really beautiful.
You know, I'm all about that. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, it's great.
They do some really cool stuff there, especially with the kids.
Well, but, we are definitely going to go back, and I can't say enough amazing things about the cruise.
Ugh, I'm so jealous. I wish I could have gone, but I really want to see that lunchbox.
Yes. I meant to bring it today. I have that and a snow globe for Frankie.
Cute. She's going to love that. She has a little Kiss Christmas ornament that one of the guys gave her.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so it's really cool. Okay, so, well, let's see. Is it time for Barb's Bag of Tricks?
Yes. Okay, so too bad I didn't have the Kiss stuff with me. That would have been just too perfect. This is for you, and I've used these before, and oh, my goodness. So you know this company, Revive.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it's great.
Or Revive. Yeah. I don't know how they have the accent over the E, so Haley Ray, I need your French expertise. I think it would be Revive. But these eye masks, you probably have seen these on TikTok or Instagram. They have been back ordered for 1,000,001 years. I bought a box for you and a box for me. They are phenomenal. They're really cool. They look like the old school Catwoman.
Oh, yeah.
The old
cute.
School Catwoman mask. And they are silicone and they have their incredible Megabucks serum.
Ooh.
And literally look like an eye. You had an eye lift after you wear them.
Oh, this will be going on tonight.
Oh my God. And also there's 6 of them in this box. Save them for an event as well.
Okay.
Because you will look literally flawless. And I know your eyes are always your bane. And you know, that's your area that bother you. They are amazing. I cannot say enough good things about them.
Are they
six
expensive?
Pack. Well, everything by this company is quite expensive, but it's really, really incredible ingredients. There are 6 in this box and they were $95 for 6.
Oh, that's
25
not too
bucks, I think, or $29 for one.
Yeah.
So you get a major break if you buy 6.
Yeah.
But as I've said, they're back ordered. If you go on their website and you subscribe and you enroll for text messages, you get 20% off your first order.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
I highly recommend it. And they also let you choose 2 samples of their, like, one of their face serums, which is like really high up there in all the beauty magazines and all the beauty editors rave about it, is like $600 for a bottle. They have 2 free samples that you can get if you get these eye masks. Highly recommend getting the samples, because the samples of that serum, it may make you break down and spend the money because it is incredible company.
Wow.
Can't say enough great things about them.
That's really good to know. I can't wait to try those. I want to try those, and I want to try the ones with the little...
The Nassif, Dr.
Yeah,
Nassif's.
Dr. Nassif's.
I haven't
needles.
Used them yet either.
I'm going to put them on. Was waiting for the 2-week mark past my Botox.
Oh,
then
right.
I'm going to start using
they
it.
They have to be patent pending, because I don't know of any other company
that does
that has them. They have the micro needles in the patches. I mean, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's incredible. One of my friends just had an eye lift this week.
Ooh.
No, she had it last week. So I've been texting with her to see how she's doing. And she had the eyelid and under eye, both of them done. She said...
I think it's called blepharoplasty.
Yeah. Yeah, like exactly.
That. Yeah.
And she said, I've been texting with her. She said the first 2 days, Well, the first day she couldn't see at all. Like you can't even see anything because you have like this film over your eyes and you really can't see anything.
Okay.
But she said by the second day, she's like, Daniela, I look like a fucking monster. I look horrible.
Oh, because you're the swelling.
The swelling, yes. She says she looks absolutely terrible, so she can't tell yet. But she did this last week, so I'm waiting to talk to her.
Right.
And I want to see her and see how it looks.
I mean, that is one of those surgeries that I don't know of anyone who's done that, mm-hmm. that they aren't thrilled with the results.
Yeah.
You know, your under eye area and your eyelids, it's the thinnest skin on our body, right?
Right.
So it is going to be a hard area to keep moist and to keep youthful looking. But by the same token, even if you have that surgery, you have to then, it's not a one and done forever.
Yeah.
But people have excellent results with it. I've not heard of anyone, my mother had it done years before she passed away, like 20 years beforehand, on her upper eyelid. She didn't do anything on her under eyelid. And it was covered by medical insurance because she had that, you know, where you have the eyelids.
The hooded
that
eyelid, yeah.
And it does make it difficult for your vision.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my mother worked in optics her whole life. So my mother knew the right doctors to go to, whatever. And my mother had sutures. She never swelled. She looked absolutely beautiful because where the doctor put the sutures, it looked like it was like eyeshadow.
Oh,
and it was
yeah.
beautifully done. My mother never swelled. You would not have even known she had the surgery had she not told you. And she never felt like she needed anything again. It was a phenomenal.
Wow.
But I think the under eye is where you get the swelling.
Yeah, because what they do with the under eye is if you're hollow
right
here, is they go in and they take the fat from up here and they move it down. So it's
fat pads. Interesting.
Yeah. Her main issue why she wanted it done was she was having the hooded eyelid.
A lot of people have that problem. Yeah. I mean, they do have that new drop that just came out this year, just a couple of months ago. I don't know how people are feeling about it just yet, but I've seen it advertised in New Beauty Magazine. I've seen it advertised by ophthalmologists. They have this new drop that they put on your upper eye. It has to be by a doctor, and it's supposed to cure or help that ptosis that you get when you have like a droopy eyelid or whatever. Huh. Actually, Dr. Muradzadeh is doing it.
Oh.
I saw it advertised in his office as well.
Oh, wow.
So it'd be interesting to see. We should ask him about that.
Because,
you know, he's amazing. He only includes things in his practice that he feels really work.
Yeah.
So I would think that he might be a good barometer, but that's only for the upper eyelid. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with the lower eyelid.
Yeah. She was going to just do her eyelid. And then the doctor was like, you know, you might as well just do your bottom too while you're going under. If it bothers you, then just do them both at the same time.
Most people have the bags and they do it anyway. So why not?
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to have to I'm going to go see her in about a week or so and see how it looks. I think that should do it for this episode of Honest AF. Glad to have you back, Miss Barbara Ann Wild.
Yes, I'm very happy to be back.
That sounds amazing. And until next time, you all take care of yourself. Make sure you hit us up on our socials. Honest AF Show is our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. HonestAFShow.com is our website. Let us know if there's any subjects or products you want us to review. It really helps us when you tell us what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Okay. Till next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
We obviously need to do a disclaimer here, so we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences, and in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.